I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio. Hey guys, it's on. Have you guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Hey, where's my neighbors at?
Oh my god!
Well, that was an exciting while. I think I'm just going to have a chill day at home. Going to mess with this weird, creepy, magical radio that I have that I only mess with a couple times. See if anybody's on. I think I need some downtime. Whew. All right. Well, let's tune to the station and see if anybody else hops on. Can't believe it. Jimmy's house is gone. Turned into a bat or something. At least David's okay, though. And something about Betty wanting to become president of the neighborhood. It's really weird. But everyone's okay. Everything's resolved. Ah, man. I'm just glad that all that excitement's kind of settled down.
Oh my god, Brad! Put the freaking radio down already! Oh my god! I told you I don't want that thing on anymore. The static bothers my ears! Turn it off, Brad!
Jeez,
hey.
Okay.
Hey, oh my God. Brad.
Hello? Oh, sick, dude. I was just like about to turn this off. I was like tinkering with it and like taking its parts out.
What's up, man?
Oh my God. Wait, Ma. Mike's on the radio.
No, it's okay.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on. I'll be right over. I just need to stop. I'm on the toilet right now. I'll be right over.
Oh, sick. My mom's going to come to the radio in a sec. But yeah, I was like trying to take this thing apart just now. It's like crazy that you just like came through the speakers at like the right time, dude. What's up? Oh, really?
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Nothing. Just kind of taking a breather. Kind of crazy with all the Jimmy and Barbara stuff that happened.
Sick. It's like so
did you hear something
sick.
About there being like a little kid around the neighborhood that like looks like Chevy Thompson, but little?
Yeah, dude, he's like sick. I like talked to him and he's like, I love Seinfeld. And I was like, sick, dude. Don't know what that is, but like, truth, dude. I think him and Tucker are going to be like best friends soon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did you? So you guys went and like searched for David too. He's okay now.
Oh, yeah. I heard, but. Yeah. We like did this huge like investigation, dude. Like, me, Tucker, and Grumbo, we like went. And we, like, searched around town. Oh, Grumbo, man. I haven't introduced you to Grumbo yet, but, like, Grumbo's the shit, dude. Like, all
Who's
in all. Next,
Where's
next,
Grumbo live?
You know, Grumbo. He lives on St. James Street, dude. What? What are you acting like he doesn't exist?
Okay.
Yeah, so he, like, lives there and, you know. Yeah, so we, like, did some cool investigation stuff and, like, you know, nothing came out like valid or anything, but you know, we still helped out just like you guys did.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it didn't help that much. By the time I called Barbara, she was already at the house and had kind of figured everything out. So
sick, dude. Sick. Y'all, this whole like neighborhood's crazy right now, man. It's like, whoa. And I still got to like go work my shifts at 7-Eleven. Like nothing happened. But I'm like, blah, 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 what? You know?
Yeah, how is working at 7-Eleven? How's it been treating you?
Sick, dude. Like, I steal so many Slurpees on, like, an average shift. I just, like, I just bring a cup and I just, like, keep, you know, like, filling it up all throughout the night. And they just don't freaking know.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's real cool. What's up with you, dude?
It's like an employee perk. Not much. I was, made friends with this guy. I cannot remember his name for the life of me. He was like, he likes to get people to do activities. He kind of just like tries to be the guy from the Saw movies.
Nice. I love those movies. My mom doesn't like know that I watch those movies, but like, I love those
You're
movies.
18 years old. You can.
Shh. Don't. But like, tell me more about him. He sounds really, really hot and stuff. I mean, like, cool.
He tries to poorly kidnap you, and he's like, do you want to do an activity?
What, kind of thing. Dude? That sounds awesome. We gotta introduce me to him, you idiot.
I think he's in like the tunnels, the underground. He seemed really sad.
Oh, snap. Does he need more friends? Because like me and Tucker and Grumble are always like looking for dudes to hang out with.
Probably. I was gonna do like a, I don't know, like a pizza night or something. Or maybe watch some movies.
You want to do pizza night? Oh, dude, I'm like, I'm totally free like Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night too.
Okay, wait. So, okay. Hold on, I'm just going to put that in my calendar.
Yeah, dude, like always, man. I keep my weekends open. Me and Tucker, like, just keep our weekends open for you if you, like, want it. Hold on, like, I got to go. Because, like, my dog, oh, yeah, we just adopted a dog. My dog just got his, like, head stuck in the door, the dog door that my mom half-assed installed. So I'll be, like, right back, dude. I'm so sorry. And my mom's still on the toilet, but she's going to come talk to you when she's off the toilet, dude.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back, dude.
Yeah, that's no problem. Okay, I'm just going to check the old Facebook.
Cool.
What's going on Facebook? Date yourself by naming one concert you have attended. What? Okay, how do you date yourself? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, that's oh, the fair's in town. That's cool.
I had to work this thing exactly. Is it hello? Alligator is someone nuggets. On the oh. other end of this?
What? Hello?
Hello?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, is this Betty?
Yeah, you're the waitress. Betty.
Yeah, hey, so you've got a very specific voice and tone, so it kind of it stands out.
You notice me?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have a pretty. Like, I don't want to point stuff out, but the whole like neck tooth thing and like you're pretty memorable. Like that stuff stands out.
People usually say that I am. Nothing and I'm meaningless and that I might as well be the color beige and they forget me and that they just want me to go away forever. So the Aww. Fact that you think I'm unique is really astounding.
Yeah, I totally get that. I think people say that a lot about me too. Barbara likes to say that a lot. It's kind of Who her, I think it's this? Like her catchphrase. Oh, it's Mike. I live next door to I did live next door to Jimmy. But his house just like imploded.
You're the player from Chili's. I remember you.
Yeah. I haven't talked to either of them in a while.
Yeah, it's really too bad about what happened to Jimmy. I can only, I partly hold myself responsible.
Oh, really? Were you there?
Yeah, you could say that, but, I've relived the moment many times in talking to my therapist, and we realized that it probably wasn't me doing it. It was probably my twin sister, Frances. I absorbed her in the womb, and she was probably just mind-controlling me and making me do bad things, but really, it wasn't
me. What were you doing that was bad?
Well, according to some of Barbara's neighborhood community watch cameras that she had placed around the community, I had a bunch of C4 in my sandals and I was threatening to blow the place up unless everybody voted for me for president.
Is that you yelling the neighborhood? The other day?
Yeah, I had to have an everlasting throat lozenge for like a week. My throat was so sore. I ruptured blood vessels in it and I was coughing up blood for like 2 weeks because I yelled so hard. But really, I think I just yelled the average amount of a normal angry person, but I just have a weakened lining in my throat. So when I yell, it's a bit more dangerous to me. But yeah, that was me.
So you wanted to blow up the neighborhood, but now you don't?
I think it's a complicated situation for sure. But I would say that it was mostly my twin just controlling my mind. And I mean, I don't want to blow the neighborhood up. This is where, this is where I got my driver's license and where I made my first stamp. I'm an avid stamper.
Why would you want to blow something up that, like, make more sense to, like, take it over or something, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, I was only threatening to blow it up just so people could make me become president and everyone would know my name and what I look like, and they'd all have a picture of me framed in their kitchen.
People don't usually frame pictures of the president in their kitchen. Is that, like, a thing?
Well, it would have been the first law that I made.
Oh, okay.
Or that my twin sister made. You know, whatever.
So you were taken over by your sister, which is why you were doing evil things?
That's what it seems like. You know, I've gone through some really heavy therapy trying to overcome my past. And in the 2 weeks of therapy I've had, I've just really, you know, it's clear to me, crystal ding-dong clear that it was just my evil twin that I swallowed in the womb.
Honestly, I mean, first of all, I want to apologize. I think there was, like, a really loud noise on my end. There's still some, like, residual dimensional energy coming from Jimmy's lot. Oh, like, yeah. There's, like, green smoke and stuff that happens from time to time. So that was weird. But no, honestly, I've been attacked by, like, a demonic dresser that looked like Fran Drescher before.
Oh, yeah.
So
that happened to me, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole evil twin things, I guess at this point makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like neither here nor there, you know, like it's just like whatever, like get over it, you know.
I think like Hannah or Monica is like possessed or something too by Frankie Jumpums, like that's happening, so that's kind of a similar thing, right?
Well, I mean, can you really say what's similar and what isn't? Like who am I to say that the flap of a butterfly's wings makes me gassy, you know? Is that really,
well, it's not like a, you're not saying that's similar, it's like a cause and effect thing, Betty. What are you talking about?
Nothing, I'm just gassy, okay?
Oh my god, Brad, get the dog's head unstuck from the door right now. Jesus Christ. Oh my god.
Oh, it's
no,
Tiffany.
Just pull it, you just pull it.
Oh, are you
caught.
Dating her too now?
I'm not dating anybody.
It's not that hard to do, Brad.
She's dating somebody?
You know what? I'm done. You take care of the dog. It was your idea to get the dog, and I'm going to go talk on the radio.
Whew. Hey, who is that?
Hello.
Who's that voice?
Hey, guys. Hey. It's just me, hey. Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany.
Michael.
I met you.
Oh, who is this?
It's me, Betty. Do you remember me? I met you at there's an earthquake, Mom. Do you remember me? Please, do you remember me, please?
Totally remember you.
Good. I'm not forgotten again.
Oh,
that's good.
Totally. I like really remember you. You stick out to me. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Just dealing with...
That was weird. What?
Huh? Just dealing with, like, dimensional portal energy and stuff. Sometimes, like, weird, I don't know, goblin horrors just crawl out, and I have to, honestly, you run over most of them with a lawnmower, and it's fine.
You're my hero. I love it. Oh, my God. It's, like, so cool.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, Betty. You like buying useful products?
Yeah, that sounds like that could be fun. You know, recently one of my cousins, they actually sold me what was, they told me it was a mirror, but it was actually saran wrap, but I still used it to cover up some dishes, but I could still see myself in it, so it was perfect.
Well, have you ever wanted a confetti cannon? That just shoots confetti out whenever you have exciting news to tell people.
Hold on, Tiffany, could you fill one of those up with sand margarita mix?
I don't see why not. The possibilities are endless with this QVC product that just came in last week.
Can you fit a squirrel in it?
I don't see why not.
Can you not tell Clara and put me down for one of those?
Oh my god, Michael, are you serious? Of course, I will put you down for one.
Tiffany, be cool.
okay, okay. I can like be cool. I can be cool, Michael. Like, trust me.
Look, I'm cool too.
Okay.
Tiffany, you're my hero.
Oh my god.
You just seem so cool and approachable.
Are you serious? Like, are you like really saying that to me, like as a genuine person? What?
What? See, I'm just like you.
Oh my god.
Do you need an assistant?
I was just about to say, like, you should come over, like, sometime, and, like, you can help me sell some QVC products. Like, we can even get you set up, and, like, and, you know, if you just invest in the company for, like, one whole year, and, like, you buy all of their products, and you sell them, you'll, like, move up the ladder so quickly. It's, like, crazy. I'm like a boss bitch, and I've only been doing this for, like, you know, a certain amount of time. You'll just climb up the ladder, wow. And you'll just make more and more money, and more friends, and, like, everybody will respect you, and they'll say, oh my god, you're so cool.
People will say I'm so cool.
They will, because like they've totally obviously said it to me like so many times. I've been in just like big groups of people and they're like, Tiffany, oh my god, you're so cool. And I'm like, I know.
More and more friends.
Yeah, so you, oh my god, like I will totally give you my address and you can like come over anytime. Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be like a girl's night.
I'm sold. I'd love to.
Great. Okay. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Do you have, I just need to ask a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
For the, I'm assuming, is there a uniform involved here?
Girl, you wear whatever you want to wear. Whatever you think will sell the most QVC products, you wear. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Because I have a pair of orthopedic pants I have to wear. If I don't wear them, it makes my balance all messed up, which really messes with my arches of my feet. And my podiatrist said that if I don't get this straight in the next 5 to 10 years, I'll be in a wheelchair within the next 2 years. So it's really a complicated situation. So as long as I can, you know,
Walk
around safely. I'm sold.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Sold.
You wear whatever you want. Michael, why don't you just join QVC? It's like, what do you even, like, do for a living?
What? Sorry. I went and got some pizza rolls. What's up?
Oh, my God. You're still cooking pizza rolls? You should probably, like, just, like, cook Brad some, too. He's, like, loves them. What do you even do for a living? You should just, like, join QVC with me and Betsy over here.
So I was
Betty.
I was part of the police department.
Betsy, okay.
But we kept having a lot of, like, it was just a lot, you know, the work-life balance mm-hmm. wasn't really for me.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm delivering Chinese food.
Which
pays better. Would you believe it? It pays better?
Yeah, I would. So
better,
like,
health insurance.
What Chinese food place are you, like, working for? Just out of curiosity, like, you know.
It's Big Jim's Chinese food.
Oh my god, so if I were to, like, order Chinese food from there when you're working, you would have to drop it off at my house?
Yeah.
And, like, if I did it multiple times a night, would you have to come to my house, like, multiple times a night?
Yeah.
Oh, and I would have to tip you so big.
I mean, that'd be, like, preferable if you were going to...
Oh, I would. Of course. Nothing below 25% for you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's really, that's a good amount. You know, 20% is usually the norm, but 25 is great.
What's really help me what's out. Your next shift?
Jingle, stop eating trash.
It's going
to
be...
You have to stop eating trash. No, I'm serious. Right now, you can't. Can't
oh my god,
anything.
We're getting some,
what is,
we're getting some no interference. Is somebody
yeah,
else
do you
coming
hear
on?
Something?
I hear a little bit of interference. Hello?
Guys?
Oh
guys,
god.
It's me, Clara.
Clara!
I'm sorry, the kids are going crazy right now.
I haven't talked to you in forever, girlfriend.
I know.
Oh
it's been a long time.
We hear their new friend, Betsy.
Hi, how's it going? It's Betty.
Right, whatever, honey. The kids have been crazy. You know, Derek, he figured out a way to save the house, but it's also illegal, so can't really talk about that.
Oh, an NDA did you have to sign?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know,
and it's okay.
A couple countries, yeah.
Oh, my
God. We're fucked.
Okay. Yikes.
But, you know, we're floating, and that's what counts right now. So, but I just, you know, I need to get back in touch with my friends, you know? Mm-hmm. I've just been going crazy.
Yeah.
So what are you guys talking about? You know, no, what's the latest?
Definitely not buying anything from QVC.
I'm going to be Tiffany's assistant for QVC.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, honey. She's gonna be selling
QVC products and like being hot shit at parties. And you know, Mike's delivering Chinese food, and he's also buying stuff from QVC for me.
No.
I mean, he's not. He wouldn't buy QVC stuff because he hates me. I'm the big bad corporate woman. I'm gonna come in and take all of his money. Yeah. Hello?
That's great. I'm sorry. I just, I was chugging some double vodka. I blacked out.
Oh my God. I love Southern Gym's double vodkas.
I know. Well, I should also mention, I had the baby. Thank God. Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It turns out it was just a kidney stone.
Oh.
Oh
my God. You got so big.
So big. Like, I was eating for two. Yeah.
How big was the kidney stone?
It was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. Yep. It was 27 inches long.
Congratulations.
I kept it. You know, we're taking care of it.
27 inches?
It's a part of the family now.
How did you? So that's why exciting. You've been kind of like out of commission for a while, is because you must have been in the hospital getting that thing surgically removed, huh?
Yeah, we named her Deborah.
Oh, my God. Wow. I love that name. Deborah. Hey, Deborah, it's me. I'm Ray Romano. That's an impression I've been working on.
If you guys could just see me right now, she's swaddled up on my chest.
Oh, my God. I'll talk quiet. I'm so sorry.
I put a lot of work into this one. I'm not letting it go, you know?
Oh, my God. Good for you, girl. Girl power. Yeah. You could be a girl boss, too, if you applied yourself at QVC.
You know, we talked about this, Tiff.
A while ago. It was a while ago. We could revisit the topic if you wanted to.
You know, if you want, Clara, you could be my assistant. And you can climb the ladder if you just apply yourself. And you could be a boss bitch just like I'm going to be.
It's so true. Oh, my God. Betsy, you're talking like, oh, my God. Just like me. I'm just so proud. Like a proud mentor moment.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, you're sure? Lost, bitch.
I learned that from my mentor, Tiffany.
All right. I don't know. Me and Deborah, I gotta go put Deborah down for her morning nap. So okay. I gotta go. It's so good touching base.
Clara, Brad told me that Mike's gonna be hosting a pizza party sometime soon, so we hope to see you there.
You know, Debbie loves pizza.
I bet that she does.
I'm sorry. Can you still host pizza?
Yeah. Well, Derek mentioned that it's kind of weird that I'm, like, playing so hard into this whole kidney stone as my baby thing.
Yeah, I feel like you haven't talked about your other kids that much.
Yeah, well, Jingles just was eating trash. Gorgeous Pete is off in college, even though he's only, like, 15. He's a genius. Oh, my God.
He grew up so fast.
I know. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. I think Jim Free, forgot. He's napping too, but Derek made a snide comment about my obsession with my kidney stone. So just to throw it in his face, I carved an actual face into the kidney stone.
Oh
so
my God! Yes,
I feed it. And then I took a drill. I took a Dremel and put a hollowed core down the middle of it, so I can stuff things into the mouth, and it'll come out the back. And I gotta wash it.
Is it just like a straight shoot?
It's a straight shoot.
It's
yeah.
A straight shoot to the back. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, straight
okay.
shoot to the back. I'm thinking about putting in like a, I don't know, maybe eventually I'll put a yak back in so it's kind of like she's talking. I'm just going to lean into this
a
one.
What back?
I think
a yak back? What is
a yak back. It's a little toy. It's like a little recorder. It's kind of cool shaped, and you press a button and you say blah, blah, blah. And then you press the repeat and it goes blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, I just said that. It yacked back to me.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess that makes sense. It's kind of something. Yeah. Sorry. There's like some interdimensional stuff happening next door if that comes through at all. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's really loud for me.
Souls yeah, I damned. Mean, it's okay, though. You're fine, Michael.
Okay, I'm just letting you guys
You're
know.
You're fine, Michael. Right, Tiff?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Clara, it was, like, so good talking to you. I actually have to go, too. Brad has his head stuck in the door, the dog door, and also the dog has his head stuck in the dog door as well. So I have to, like, go. I'm so sorry. But it was, like, so nice talking to you. Clara, congratulations. Betty, my house tomorrow night. And Michael, pizza party. Yes!
Yes!
Yeah, I actually have to go start my shift at Big Jim's Chinese Food, which is just a subsidiary of Southern Jim's Tarantula Farm.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, good night.
Yeah, good night. Betty, is it just you and me now?
Yeah, I guess I'm still here. What's up, Clara, right?
Yeah, it's Clara. I noticed that you called Tiff. I just need to tell you, that's my best friend. All right? Let's not confuse this and think that you're just gonna swoop in, all right?
Well, I mean, I feel like we're getting along pretty well. I think we've gotten pretty far in the short time I've known her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you get an inch closer to that woman, I'll bite your head off. I'll use my own daughter, Deborah, to bash your skull in. All right? All right. Take care. Ta-ta. Bye.